All right, I was gone on Friday, Mike, because this was the big weekend where me and a bunch of P1s and buddies and employees and the like up here all went down to Lajitas, Texas. This was part of the Big Dallas Dogger fundraiser, and everybody went down there and played golf and had a big three-day boondoggle, and it was great. And the minute I'm flying in there, and for about 20 minutes or so, as you're flying into Lajitas, I could not believe the scene from the plane looking down, and that I had never seen that before, and that I had never been to this part of Texas. And to be honest with you, being there for 3 days and not even really getting to see the Big Bend National Park or going to Terlingua or anything like that, I've already determined that's my favorite spot in Texas, and it's not even close.
Mine too.
It
love it
is amazing, and I cannot believe I haven't been. And I cannot believe that's an hour plane ride. That's it. To
where,
go from.
Where did you fly?
What airline?
Oh, wait. Okay, so you took the private thing with the P1s?
Yes.
Where did you land, I guess? In Lajitas?
On the resort.
Okay, commercial, you're not going to be able to get that close.
I know.
And it's going to be a drive no matter how you decide to get out there.
That's the beauty of this.
It's remote.
Of Lajitas in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for those who don't know what it is, this is a full-on resort that has been around for a while, but man, I think that they've just now perfected everything and streamlined things to the point where they've got it all figured out. It's been that way for a couple years now. But
how close can you get to it in an airplane?
You're looking at either probably San Angelo or El Paso.
Well, you know, with Lajitas and what they do down there, this is what makes it so great. And this is going to sound like an infomercial, but
it's
really
about a 9.5 hour drive.
Yeah, I really wasn't aware of how simple this was. So they have a place out at Love Field where they're not associated with Love Field, but that's their private airport.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove up Friday morning. Plane takes off at 9 o'clock. I get out of the car. There are guys right there, and they're like, you know, where's your golf clubs and where's your bag? They take it, and they go put it on the plane. And then you walk in to like a lounge area where they've got food and coffee and drinks and everything else. And you're just sitting there for like 15 minutes. And then they were like, okay, who's on the first plane? And you kind of walk up there. Everybody got their email to tell you what plane you're on. And you show them your ID. And then you just get on the plane. There's no security. There's no nothing. It's private. There's nothing. And you walk on the plane, you walk up the stairs of the plane, and 1 hour later, you're in Lajitas. Not an hour away, you are there. And you take a little shuttle to the actual resort, which is a little 5-minute trip, and you're in your room. And like from the time you get there, we could have started playing golf at 10:30 in the morning, and our flight left at 9 if we wanted to.
Why didn't you? You love golf so much.
Well, because we were going to do lunch.
Hear that, Corby?
We were going to do lunch and all that, and then go to the range. We'll get something to eat and go to the range.
You did right. Both.
And then we were going to play at 12:30, so we had time to chill out and do whatever. But, you know, you talk about like a day of travel and all that, how typically when you go anywhere, it's, you know, a travel day is exactly that.
Yeah, it's a day.
Dude, you don't have to show up at the airport until 15 minutes before your flight or 30 minutes before your flight. They take care of everything. You walk on the plane, no security, and you are there in an hour, and you're on the golf course within 15 minutes if you want to be. Or do whatever. Go to the park. Go to Big Bend National Park. Go ride horses. Go hike. Go do whatever.
What did you do?
Well, we all, this big boondoggle, we all had tee time, so we're all playing golf at 12:30. So we got there, checked in. They bring your bags to your room. You don't have to do a damn thing. You don't touch your bags. They're on the golf cart. You just walk over to the golf course from your little room or whatever, which is like a 2-minute walk, and everything's prepared for you. Everything's there. And they're like, if you want to go grab a sandwich or whatever, just go in there and, you know, you guys can eat beforehand, and it's all laid out for you. And it's unbelievable. Just the convenience of it all is unbelievable. That's the best part. But then you, like the minute I got off the plane and I was telling people this, I was so excited getting off the plane and just seeing the land for the first time that I got a little margarita right off the plane. And I'm like, I could get on the plane and go back right now and be happy that I knew that this place was here.
The misconception that Texas is just flat plains is not true.
Not at all. Not at all. Stunning.
That's your No Country for Old Men.
It is.
That's your the end of boyhood when they're going to Big Bend and they're walking in those canyons and all that. That's my favorite part of the state, and it's not even close.
And it's like the most underreported, underrated part of the state.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I love the East because it's so remote and kind of a pain in the ass to get to.
Right.
The East Texas forest, the woodlands out there like on your way to Shreveport, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The hill country is amazing, but this is special.
I think the hill country and this are my two favorite parts of the state. They're definitely the most beautiful.
Don't leave out Euless.
That's true.
Or Hearst.
Yeah, the HEB triangle is,
Corby?
They're leaning in, but yeah I'm still going to take
that, Mike?
The hill country and the desert, for God's sakes, and the mountains and the desert.
It's cowboy country, man.
It is. It is. And the fact that they built this resort down there and like the golf course itself is flipping amazing.
How do they irrigate that thing?
I have no idea. The Rio Grande? I have no idea. But it's a desert golf course. Gorgeous. Absolutely stunning layout. And such a fun track.
They ought to give everybody who plays it a pail and make them go water it after they're done.
A pail. Saroy came down there with us, and you know there was a host of P1s. There was a bunch of people that you knew, Mike, that were down there. Danny Fine went, and Brian Damaris went. There was a ton of people that you'd be familiar with. I had some friends from high school that went down there. A big group from Fort Worth went out there, and it was
Did
the.
Did you drag anything out of there?
No, Danny, I didn't. But it was the perfect weekend. Because we would get finished playing golf, and then we would go clean up and eat or whatever, and they have this bar called the Thirsty Goat down there, which all these championship games were going on, Friday night and Saturday. And so you had our entire group, and imagine it's just one, you know, that's all, it was all P1s, that's it. That we were all down there, hanging out, watching TV, boozing it up till whenever, and it's like, how long do you keep the bar open? And they're like, oh, as long as y'all want. Just stay here, you know? Sometimes we close at 11. Sometimes we close at midnight. Might close at 2. We do whatever y'all want. And, you know, you go out and you look up at those freaking stars.
That's the best part.
That is the best part.
Unfiltered. No light pollution at all.
There is nothing like it. Nothing like it.
You've never seen a sky like that.
No. No.
You can go out there and look at the sky, Frito, all you want right now.
And
but
once
it ain't like that.
Go again and take a day and venture into Terlingua, visit the ghost town.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to,
I will.
And
I will.
Need to.
Oh, I know. I will.
And go meet people. Talk to people.
Yeah.
Because they're a different, they're from a different mindset, you know, out there. You know, it's a very blue county.
Yeah.
Very blue. They're very progressive and super liberal down there. And there's something about the desert that makes them a little bit crazy. They're very eccentric and unique.
We met a lot of people.
Artistic.
We met a lot of people that were workers down there, that were from the area that came over. That's the thing about Lajitas is that it's a resort, and the people that work down there, they live on the grounds. Like, people are from Wyoming that moved down there. There was a husband and wife duo that lived down there, and one worked on the golf course, and one worked at the bar, and you know, they all have their own little unique story, but they go down there to work at that resort. And it's just cool. It's
You go into any of the towns down there, and it's the same thing.
That's a bit, I just, you know, for the life of me, can't figure out why the state of Texas has not figured out that place yet. I know a lot of people have, but it's almost like it's the secret. It's like the crown jewel that, unless you've been there, you just can't fathom it. And I couldn't. You guys told me stories. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's great. Sounds awesome.
You have to see it in person,
You do. You have to see it in person. You have to see how gorgeous it is.
But don't tell anybody. I just as soon keep it a secret.
Yeah,
myself.
Don't say anything else.
Man.
You've said enough.
We'll do this again.
I'm going next time.
I'm hoping next year. It was a blast.
I'm going too.
I'm going to get on that private plane.
I'm going to it. I'm going to play golf.
I'm going to get on that private plane and mule some drugs.
outside of losing every single nickel I had to Mike Soroy in golf,
it was a great day. It was a great couple days.
How did that happen?
Dude, I don't know.
Probably was hammered on peyote.
Oh, that had to be it.
Out there in the desert.
Well, I mean, you're there.
Yeah, but so was Mike Soroy.
Soroy over there chewing on a cactus. I think this gets you high. I think.